Dibbidi-dee. The night is life is gay.
A series of murders starring Bill Nighy as Charles Paris.
In the morning, I'm standing in a checkout trying to decide whether I can afford the fruit and the bottle of Bells. In the afternoon, I go for a telly audition, and a week later, Charles Paris has landed a nice juicy part in the Stanislas Braid Mysteries. I chose the Bells, by the way. No contest.
That's a take. Thank you, everyone. Move on to scene 18. Costume change for you, Russell.
Yeah, I'd like to go again, if that's all right with everyone.
Rick says that was great for him, so I...
Yeah, well, look, I know I can do it better, and I'm sure Charles wouldn't mind running the scene one more time, would you, Charles?
Thanks to Russell's retakes, we were 10 scenes behind, and it was only week one.
We're very behind schedule, Russell.
Yeah, schedules are not my problem, Patrick. Looking bad on screen is. So please... Tell our director I'd like to do it again!
40 years ago, Russell was a good-looking charmer. But as the looks faded, so had the charm, and his reputation in the business was now summed up in one word. Difficult. While our first assistant director translated Rick's expletives into reasoned argument, Lisa Stokes arrived on the set. She was a lousy actress, but a walking, talking Silicon Valley. How are you finding the show so far?
Well, profile's good, yeah? And my agent's like, it's so not going to do me any harm if I get the next job. So I'm like, yeah, cool.
I was following one word in 10.
You got another job lined up?
We haven't, like, signed the contract, but I'm a definite pencil. And if I get it, it's going to, like, put me straight into the A-list.
I didn't know what list I was on, but I was sure I'd need more than 26 letters.
It's called Under the Knife. And what it is like six celebrities working with a top surgeon, and the public vote for who gets expelled.